there are too many mistakes. This is the judge, and he's speaking something to him. What can he say? He's sitting in his front. This morning they just had their organizational meeting. And they've asked one of our representatives to come and speak about our activities. So, showing on this one, we'll speak, and we will speak in Hindi. One of the things they mentioned, because I was saying this morning that we're having difficulty also getting the young people to join, so they thought that one reason was that I'm not able to speak in Hindi languages. These people are also very attached to Indian language. So if he speaks in Hindi, then he will be able to see what's in the
speaker.
Do you remember you went to that Kurukshetra meeting?
Yeah.
About 2 years ago. Mainly the same people that are here also. That's what we had that meeting. They mentioned the Swami Chinmayananda. No. They were just talking about it. No. But they treated him with much respect. They said that they had wanted the divine grace to come. Because you were also a member of the steering committee, but because you were unable to attend, the board of us should have come to the end of that. They also had a proposal to produce a series of different books, small books, pamphlets, 40, 50 pages, comprising selections from the Bhagavad Gita, and these would be for specific types of persons. The books would be Bhagavad Gita for students, Bhagavad Gita for businessmen, Bhagavad Gita for scientists, and that. So they wanted us to produce the book for the scientists, taking various quotes from Bhagavad Gita with a short explanation of the verse. So I said, well, one problem is that all these different groups are assembled here. They will all have different interpretations of the verses. What about this? And they said, no, no, we shouldn't interpret. You know, they recognize. I said, well, one reason that the young people are not taking up this with Bhagavad Gita is because they see that everyone is giving a different interpretation. Nobody is presenting it as it is. So they're confused. I was in Kashmir and I was speaking with some young boys. And they were telling me that they're confused by religion. They don't respect the pandits in the temples. They're all simply after money. And they have no respect for religion. Hindu religion. I mentioned this to one another. They are all my mothers. And they were arguing with me. I presented arguments they did not accept.
Mm-hmm.
But I argued right back to them. I said, they were saying that we shouldn't interpret Bhagavad Gita. I said, then why are you saying that Krishna means divine consciousness? Where does Krishna say divine consciousness? He says, mam, aham. It doesn't say divine consciousness, it's to me.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, they appreciated that we are preaching to the scientists. They like that. And we're the only ones who are doing this. Because the scientists are amongst the biggest atheists.
He was an important officer.
Then he offered, he has some land 25 miles from Delhi. And he said he would like to give it for our family. No.
was there, isn't it?
Well, the meeting was led by three men who came to see this morning. The center was the man from Oroville, and then Mr. Narayan, Tina Narayan, and Mr. Bajaj. Yes. So of the three, Mr. Narayan is very favorable to us. Ramakrishna Goswami was on the Morrison. He preached to me about 2 or 3 years ago. At that time, he was chief minister of Buddha. Governor.
I want to suggest that you should not talk too much, because the doctor said that in the next 10 days he should consider himself. And I will be going on quickly. I have a feeling that maybe
back when he was in the front. Mr. Danuka, he came, I spoke with him and he asked about it. She had this idea for making this center in Vrindavan, and now after so many years, it's practically, I think it's closed. I see everything shut down.
Cemetery.
Ghost town. And just in two years, our temple is not the most popular.
Yeah.
person, go to the
RG
family, so that I don't think you can find it.
They want to see our films tonight. Mm-hmm. They want to see the film on New Vrindavan. Spiritual Frontier. They'll show it tonight at 8:30. And they want kirtan. Mr. Narayan, he very much wanted us to have kirtan. So that is the thing.
Probably the old men will come to see you, so you can talk directly with them.
Yeah. You know, I'll give you, would not accept it. And it's not strong enough.
Actually, this is the only way that we'll ever be able to, first of all, it would be fastidious on our part to stick to our principles.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, actually, people will finally become convinced when they see you are my life, they have no good feeling. At first, they may feel offended. Why don't you let everybody see? But that's true. They're not going to see it now. But it says in the future, henceforth, these people should not be allowed to hold me up to say, this is stupid. Depending on what's stupid for them, my other money, it's not right. And it's our future, we can't do my own. I'm sorry, this is a Krishna conscious thing. But when we speak on Krishna conscious, why should we do that? Or else, then it's a lot of confusion. We don't need the money. And I think we need them to become more prestigious. Rather, they need us. They came here only because of the fact that they're so insignificant that they wanted to be associated with the Dhamma. Without you, they have no substance to it.
Mm-hmm.
And without your presence, the meeting has no substance. Right? Because you are the only substantial personality amongst all of them. Therefore, they know that.
Mm-hmm.
Intuitively, they know it.
I just told him that Srila Prabhupada is one of me who has done this. So if everyone in India does this a little, then the whole world will become Vaikuntha. And I said, he has one secret, one slogan from the Srinath Narayana Puran, Harinama, 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 Kalama, Sedina. And they like it very much. They were glory.
Mm-hmm.
I told them in Hindi.
He spoke in Hindi.
Yes.
But they won't change.
I also said that many, many Swamis and Yogis and Sannyasis have tried to bring the teaching all over the world. They have given different versions, such as Jnana, Jnana, Karma, etc. Because I quoted two sloks, Bhakyamana Vijayati, and another one, Bhakyastu Anandayashakya Ahamyabhagavadu. I said, in this way, our spiritual master has taught us. And although we are foreigners, he has successfully made us come to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So I said, you are all Indians and you know Lord Krishna better than me. So come and stay with us. Here all over the world, our Guru Maharaj has established our centers. You stay with us, anyone in the world, and help us and join us at the lotus feet of the Lord. So they were very happy with us.
That's good that you tell us the show about it.
Thank you.
Wow. Looks like no dwarf for that.
Yeah.
Are you serious about that trip?
They come and they want the whole meeting to show them the signboard, and we don't allow my bodies here. They are asking me that we should cooperate with them, but they are envious of us. There's one woman, the way she was speaking to me, it was quite, she was attacking me. She was so envious. She was quoting Bhagavad Gita that Krishna recommends you personally. She said, there are two paths. I said, yes, but your path is the most difficult. So why are you promoting the most difficult path for Bhagavad Gita? And you're saying, no one's found Bhagavad Gita. Who cares about that?
Leave a big one.
Let's talk about the top.
Exactly as you said.